Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
More chaos to a certain extent in Tunisia. Last night, the president gave a televised address. He announced he will stand down in 2014. There have been weeks of protests there, violent protests that have left at least 23 people dead. And currently, thousands of demonstrators are gathered in the Tunisian capital calling for the president to step down now. Joining us now is Borzou Deragahi. He's the Middle East correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Or afternoon, I guess, where you are. Can you explain, the president has said he stepped down. I assume that's in response to the protests calling for his resignation.
In response to the protests, the growing anger, the dissatisfaction of the youth, and very possibly, the words and attitude of the Obama administration, which was thought to be a close ally of the Tunisian government, but ever since the WikiLeaks documents came out about a month ago, chronicling what the U.S. the diplomats called a corruption in the regime, it became clear to everyone that, in fact, the U.S. was not backing this government. And I think that emboldened the protesters, and that emboldened this movement, which now has a name. They're calling themselves the Jasmine Revolution.
Well, I mean, what is happening with the protests there? They have been quite violent at times. At this point, that they're tapering off, are they strengthening?
The protests have been violent. There has been some violence during the protests. However, some people that we've been talking to on the streets there are saying that it is the regime's own supporters, their thugs, who are turning peaceful demonstrations into violent ones in an attempt to justify security crackdown. In fact, there is a videotape on YouTube showing uniformed policemen smashing stores up so they can later blame it on the demonstrators.
All right. So at this point, is there a possibility that should protests continue and perhaps even become worse, that the president would resign early, that he wouldn't wait until 2014?
I think it's too early to say something like that, but that is the growing clamor on the street. And it's not just a matter of the violence. The violence part, the violent protests, the regime can deal with. What they're more worried about is the civil society activists, the union leaders, the middle class people who are heading into the streets, fingers in the air, in victory salutes, calling for a peaceful overthrow of this government.
However, one positive development is that the president has agreed that he's put orders out that the police will stop firing on protesters. Have they regularly been? I mean, as you say, there's claims of excessive violence on the part of law enforcement, but have all protests been met with aggression on the part of police?
Most of them have been. The president gave an extraordinary speech last night. Whether it will be viewed as a sign of conciliation towards the opposition or a sign that he is weak enough to overthrow remains to be seen.
All right, that is Borzou Deragahi. He's the Middle East correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. He is on his way to Tunisia now, reporting on the news that the president of Tunisia, that is Zine Al-Abidine Ben Ali, will step down in 2014 in response to protests calling for his resignation.